بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم فلا تعلم نفس ما اخفی لهم من قرۃ اعین جزاء بما كانوا يعملون صدق اللہ العظیم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, once again, it is only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us the tawfiq of listening to some important discourse of deen to create this yearning in our hearts to meet our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a paradise which Allah ta'ala has prepared for the believers, in which there is only bliss and happiness. And we had been discussing for the past few weeks now how the life of a believer is taken, how Allah Ta'ala sends angels who honor the believer at the time of his death, how gently they extract his soul, with what care, with what honor, with dignity, and how they raise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're so happy to take the soul of the believer, which is then scented with fragrance, which is far more better than musk. And we discussed the honor, the dignity Allah Ta'ala gives to the believer even in his qabr. Last week we discussed the day of Qiyamah, Mahshar, the resurrection that takes place, and how Allah Ta'ala keeps the believer under his shade, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors the believers day on the day of Qiyamah as well. And how light this day of Qiyamah will be for the believer, just like one fard salat that he performed in the dunya, just a couple of minutes. Although the day of Qiyamah will be a very lengthy day, but for the believer it will be very, very short. Then we had explained the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believer, that despite his sins in this world, Allah Ta'ala concealed his sins, and Allah will show to him on the day of Qiyamah, in one riwayat that we had discussed, all his small sins, his minor sins, and he will acknowledge and he will confess having committed those sins, and then Allah will then tell him that I have transformed all these sins into blessings and thawab, and he'll become so excited and elated, and then immediately he will say, Wallah, but what about my major sins? With this hope that this major sins also becomes transformed into blessings and thawab, Allah will say, I have completely forgiven you and you can enter into Jannah. Like this, there were so many other incidents that we had discussed. And then he said, inshaAllah, as Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi in his kitab, Shauqi Watan, which he had written to create this yearning towards the Akhirah, to make it be something that we look forward to, something that we are excited about, returning to our real abode, and that is Jannat. Otherwise, as we have mentioned so often now, people become despondent looking at the conditions that they are faced with, the challenges, whether it's a business problem, financial problem, domestic problem, social problem. Sometimes it seems that it's so hard to do the different actions of deen, but no, it is easy for that person whom Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for. And this life in this world is short, but Allah Ta'ala gives happiness to the believer as long as he makes a slight attempt. Allah Ta'ala just wants a little bit of himmat from his side, and he must show that he is a little bit serious. When I say little bit, it doesn't mean he must show complacent, see, but he must be genuine, he must be sincere. That baby steps he takes towards Allah, and Allah Ta'ala's doors open for the person, and Allah Ta'ala makes it so easy for him to perform his salat. Allah makes the different ibadat so easy. And not only easy, but Allah Ta'ala makes it mazedar also. Allah makes it such that he enjoys that ibadat. He enjoys talking to Allah. He enjoys making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He enjoys connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life of ghaflat makes him feel uncomfortable. He feels restless. He just wants to be in that environment where he will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we discuss, inshallah, the bodily and the ruhani pleasures in Jannah. There are various ayats in the Holy Quran, right from Surah Baqarah right till the end. Every surah talks about Jannah. and the beautiful bounties that Allah has prepared for the believers in Jannah. And this is a qasam, wa'adallahi haqqa. Allah Ta'ala's oath that He will give the believers Jannah. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat lahum jannatun tajri. Various different ayats. And what is the meaning of all these ayat? Those who believe in Allah, those who have iman, and they do righteous deeds, then for them, there will be gardens of eternity, of bliss, happiness, beneath which rivers will flow. Not just one garden. A sahabi, by the name of Haritha radiallahu, Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, in one battle, he became shaheed. His mother comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, tell me, what is the fate of my son, Haritha? I'm worried about him. He's passed away, became shaheed. Now what is the result? What is his destiny? What's his fate? What's the outcome? If he's in Jannat, okay, but if he's not going to be in Jannat, then I'll have to make sabr. Something to this effect. Rasulullah said, what? You're talking about one Jannat. He has got Jannat, gardens, not just one Jannat. This world compared to the Akhirat, the world compared to the Akhirat is very similar to what we gave the other day about our knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person who dips his finger in the ocean and sees how much of water he has decreased from the ocean, and though that amount which is on his fingertip, that is the dunya, and the ocean, the vast ocean, is the akhirat. That's just for our understanding. But the akhirat is far greater, far more vast. We mentioned last week, I think it was, that the last person who will be removed from Jahannam, but he is a believer because he's got iman. And we explained that why he's gone to Jahannam. Because of tathir, to cleanse and purify himself, because he had committed certain sins for which he was going to be punished. But we made dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala don't even take us near Jahannam. Allah pardon us completely in this dunya. Allah has got the power to do so. And inshallah Allah will do so. But generally what has been mentioned, that the believer ultimately goes into paradise. Even he's got an iota of iman. A small particle of iman he's got. Mithqala dharra. That amount of iman. But eventually, inshallah, it will lead him to Jannat. So the last person who will come out of Jahannam, looking at various riwayat, the sum total of all those narrations put together, I'll just give you the gist of it, because the various narrations that have been mentioned. So this person will come out and Allah Ta'ala will just remove him out of Jahannam. We'll see on the doorstep of Jahannam. And from far he will see some tree. Ya Allah, I would like to go a bit more closer to the tree. So Allah Ta'ala will address him and say that I know you, man, Ibn Adam, son of Adam. You're asking me something now, and you'll see you won't ask me anything else after that, but then you will still go against your word, and you'll keep on asking me more things. Ya Allah, nothing. I just want to go a little bit more closer. Allah Ta'ala will take him to a tree. And then finally he'll be seeing the breeze, or he'll feel the breeze of Jannat. And he'll ask Allah Ta'ala a bit more closer. Allah will say, see, Ibn Adam, you are ghaddar. You like to go against your word. You made a promise, now you're deceitful. He says, Ya Allah, just a little bit more, finally, a little bit more, and he'll come right on the doorstep of Jannat. Right at the doorstep of Jannat, and he'll be looking into Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala will say, you see all what you see? All what you see, 10 times more than that. What you see, multiplied by 10, that is your Jannat. It is mentioned in the narration, he will actually ask Allah, أَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِي? Ya Allah, are you making fun of me? Are you joking with me? Ya Allah, are you serious? 10 times more than what I can see, because Whatever his eyes will see will be as far as his eyes can see. It will stretch for kilometers upon kilometers. So Allah Ta'ala will see, that's your Jannah times 10. That's the last person who will be entered into Jannah. Imagine the others, what will they get? Now we cannot understand the vastness of Jannah and the vastness of Jahannam. But Allah Ta'ala has created Jannah and Jahannam. U'iddat lil muttaqeen for Jannah, u'iddat lil kafirin for the disbelievers. Allah has already prepared this Jannah. Allah has already prepared this Jahannam. They are existing, they are a reality. But this Jannah is so beautiful, so beautiful. So if you just ponder over these ayat of the Quran, Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. We talk about qurratu ayun in the dua we make. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Oh Allah, make my wife, my children, the coolness of my eyes. Ank kitandak. When I see them, I must become happy. They must cause me delight. So qurratu ayun, Allah says, you do not know, or no soul knows, what has been kept hidden for that soul in Jannat. The pleasures and the delight that this person will enjoy, the happiness, the bliss this believer will enjoy in Jannat. Allah says, you don't have any idea of what has been prepared for you. It is concealed from you now. It is concealed. But then it will be a reality. All the pleasures in this world put together is nothing, nothing, nothing compared to a small little pleasure in the hereafter. And therefore another hadith comes to mind where a person who has been given all the pleasures in this world, all the dollars, the rands, the pounds, all the gold coins and all the silver coins and treasures, and he's got empires, palatial homes, not one. You can see he is on the list of the richest people in the world. All the ni'mat he's got. No sickness, nothing. And he, in the day of Qiyamah, he'll be just dipped because he doesn't have iman. But he'll be dipped into Jahannam, just dipped. And then he'll be asked, did you ever have any enjoyment in this world? He'll say, nothing. He will forget all the enjoyment he had in this world. All the pleasures will become zero to him. Contrary to that is a person who had difficulties in his life. Hardships, poverty, ill health, pain, suffering. And the person will be just dipped into Jannat. Allah will say, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ بُؤْسٌ قَطُّ. Did you ever have any pain, suffering in the world? Ya Allah, no pain. No pain, no suffering. He'll forget all the pain. And normally I give the example of we traveling for Umrah. Allah give us a safar of the afiyat. Many people are going. Allah take them safely. But if there is some difficulties that we undergo in the journey, whether it is passport or visa or the discomfort in the aeroplane and the toilet, and then we have to read our salat and the wuzu facilities is not right, and sometimes we don't have any food, or if there's some loss of some baggage, whatever it is. But finally, when you go to Madinah Munawwara, or you're standing before the Kaaba, you forget all the pain and all the suffering you went through. Everything you forget. So like that, Jannat is so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. Therefore, Rasulullah says, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. No eyes have seen Jannat. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ears have heard about Jannat, really, what it really is. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And the thought of Jannat has not crossed any person's mind. And therefore all the architects we have in this world, and engineers and whoever we have, the builders and the best of people you can have, and the most skillful of people, they cannot even produce one brick of Jannat. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned just now, where he says, أَعَدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I have prepared for my pious servants مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ ولا خطر على قلب بشر. And to explain this, the Jannat is so beautiful, and despite the fact that you may be an intelligent person, and you may have all the computers and all the technology, and by the press of button you can produce the plan of big skyscrapers, whether it's the pearl or whether it's the palm, whatever you can try and produce, is nothing compared to what Allah has prepared for you. Some says, read, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. No soul knows مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ, what has been concealed for them from the delights of the eye. In other words, the pleasures of Jannah. No eyes has seen it. Nobody can even ponder and fathom and comprehend what Jannah will really be like. So that is our prize that we will be given out of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the few couple of days of effort we make in this world. And Allah has repeatedly mentioned in the Quran, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Akhirat is better. Akhirat is better. Everlasting. Dunya is short-lived. All the riches in the world comes to an end. Everything will be destroyed. For you is a beautiful Jannat. For you is are the rivers of Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala describes Jannat in several verses. And Rasulullah SAW has mentioned many, many ahadith to give us some type of idea. Some type of idea. Our minds can only comprehend to a certain limit. In the next hadith, Rasulullah says, لَوْ أَنَّ امْرَأَةً مِّن نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ اطَّلَعَتْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ لَأَضَاعَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَلَمَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا رِيحًا وَلَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَى رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّن الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, he says, لَوْ أَنَّ امْرَأَةً, if a woman of this dunya, لو أن امرأة من أهل الجنة, sorry, a woman of Jannah. If she has to just take a glimpse, just a glimpse towards this world, towards the dunya, it will brighten up, it will illuminate everything between the skies and the earth. Just the glimpse of one woman of Jannah. And walamalaat, it will fill the entire world with fragrance. Entire world. Allah forbid, sometimes you enter some room and some woman has just come out of there and you can get the smell of the perfume that they are putting. Or you sit in somebody's car, you can get the perfume smell. Here she is only just a glimpse of this woman. Just a glimpse. It brightens up the entire world and fills the entire world with fragrance. Then, وَلَا نَصِيفُهَا, نَصِيف means her scarf. The covering she has on her head, her scarf, it is better than the whole dunya and whatever it contains. It's just the scarf of the woman of Jannah. So this is just something for us to picture and imagine. It's just the scarf is so, causes the entire world, or the glimpse of this woman causes the entire world to become so fragrant. And if the scarf is so precious, then imagine the remaining bounties of Jannah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the people as they enter Jannah, the first group, people will go in groups. The first group to enter in Jannah will be in the form of the 14th moon. In other words, they'll have that type of nur, that type of light that the 14th full moon has, just as they enter in Jannah. Then the next group, those who will follow, they will also have a lot of nur. They will be like the glittering stars, the shining stars. So this is the nur of the people as they enter into Jannah. And all hearts will be like one heart. In other words, there won't be a difference in the akhlaq of the people of Jannah. The akhlaq will be the same. Just prior into entering into Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will remove from their hearts all malice that human beings have. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Allah says, we will pull out غِلْ. The malice that we have in this world for one another, the hatred, the enmity, So in Jannat there is no malice of any kind. There is no jealousy of any kind. There is no hatred of any kind. Each person will love one another. Akhlaq will all be the same. Age all the same. Everybody is the same in Jannah. Ikhwanan ala sururi mutaqabilin. Allah says they will be brothers, ikhwanan. And they'll be reclining on couches facing one another. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also explained that inna ahla al-jannati ya'kuluna fiha. The people in Jannah will eat in Jannah. Now inshallah we will discuss in the weeks to come the different incidents in Jannah, episodes in Jannah, the bounties in Jannah, the homes in Jannah, what they will look like, the fruit of Jannah, the food of Jannah. The damsels of Jannah we will discuss in a separate majlis inshallah. But in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُّ. Allah ta'ala will announce, Allah will make somebody announce, that, oh my jannatis, you will always remain healthy. فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا. You will never now experience any sickness. In dunya, Allah save us, Allah give the people who are sick, Allah give them shifa. All of us are sick, physically, spiritually. People have cancer, Allah Ta'ala give them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. They go through difficulties. But in Jannat, there is only sihat, only good health, excellent health. No need for any doctors or hospitals in Jannah. فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا. Allah says, you will never ever become sick. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا. أَن تَحْيُوا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا. You will live in Jannah and you will never die. It's an everlasting life. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will bring mort, death, in the form of a ram. And this ram will be slaughtered. When this happens, the people of Jannah will become elated. They'll be too excited. Why? Because this sacrificing of this ram signifies that this is the end of maut. No more maut for you. So you will live forever and ever. So you'll always be in perpetual happiness in Jannah. And when the people of Jahannam see this, they will begin to shriek. And they will scream. Because they will desire for maut in Jahannam. They will ask Allah. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. You see, O Malik, who is a guardian, the warden of Jahannam, tell you Allah to now pass death of us. We can't take the pain and suffering in Jahannam. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. No, you will remain forever and ever there. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا. In Jannat, you'll always remain as a youth, as a youngster. In some riwayat, it mentioned 33 years of age. Every person 33 years old. Men extremely handsome, the woman extremely beautiful. There is one riwayat, inshallah, we will discuss. We can't mention all the ahadith of Jannat. Really, it'll take us maybe 1 or 2 years. We just give you a glimpse. Inshallah, there are many kitabs. Allah gives tawfiq, but the main thing is to make amal for the Jannat. But there is one riwayat that comes to mind right now, that on a Friday, the men will go into some pavilion or bazaar, and there will be different pictures and images, and you can choose the image that you would like to adopt. And you will take on that image. And when you return home, your wives will see you and they'll take qasam in Allah that you are looking even more handsome than you were before you left. And we know already in Jannat how handsome the people will look. And they will look at their wives. Because as the men will go to this bazaar, the souq, a wind will blow, a gentle breeze over the faces of the woman in Jannah. And immediately they will become even more beautiful. The men who see their wives, they see, but Allah's qasam, since we left and returned, you are looking even more beautiful. And this is going to happen all the time. There is no shortage in the khazana of Allah. All the beauty parlors in this world, they can give you some cosmetics and to try and make you so beautiful. Sometimes they look like clowns. But all those cosmetics are artificial. Artificial, this is a makeup. They're not genuine. Allah Ta'ala's, the beauty that He gives is something that is genuine. And this beauty will increase all the time. All the time Allah Ta'ala will increase it. That is so much of bounties. Allah will not stop those bounties. The bounties of Jannat do not terminate. Allah Ta'ala says, Abada, perpetual, all the time. So you never become old in Jannat. You won't need a walking stick, you won't need false teeth. You won't need a false leg. You won't need to wear a wig. Everybody will look handsome and beautiful, young. And Allah says, Rasul says that you will be all the time in bounties. There is no misery, suffering at all for you. No suffering at all of any kind. It is just happiness, happiness and happiness and comfort. Then one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إن الله تعالى يقول لأهل الجنة يا أهل الجنة. Allah will suddenly address the inmates of Jannat. يا أهل الجنة فيقولون لبيك ربنا وسعديك والخير كله في يديك. يا الله, we are present, يا الله. We are here at your service. What is it, my Allah? Allah will ask him, هل رضيتم? Are you happy? But when we have a guest and we try our best to entertain the guest, after some time, by everything, okay, you sure you are happy, you are comfortable, you require anything, is there anything else I can do for you? Allah Ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, oh my bandas, are you happy? هل رضيتم? They will say, يَقُولُونَ مَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى يَا رَبَّنَا. Ya Allah, why shouldn't we be happy? وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْتِ أَحْدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. You have given us so much that you haven't given anybody else. And each Jannati enjoying such bounties, he would think he's been given the most from Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have given us everything. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَسِي أَلَا أُعْطِيكُمْ أَفْضَلًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Shouldn't I give you something even more than that? فَيَقُولُنَا يَا رَبِّ وَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. What can be better than all this, the bounties you have given us? So much. Rivers, there's honey, there's milk, there's water, there are palaces, there's fruit, there's gardens, there's enjoyment, couches, carpets. We can go anywhere we wish. Everything you have given us, فَيَقُولُ. Allah will then say, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I am declaring that I am happy with you. I am declaring my happiness, my pleasure for you. Allah will say, listen, I will never become displeased with you after this. Always I will remain happy with you. This is the stamp from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah talks about in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. When the pleasure of Allah, when Allah sees He is happy, that is the greatest of achievements. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The success of dunya cannot be compared to the success of akhirah. And what is the success of akhirah? When Allah says, مَا رَازِيهُ رَضِيتُ. When Allah says, I am happy. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Jannatu ma bina'uha. Just tell us, what is the structure of the homes in Jannah? What type of homes will there be in Jannah? So Rasulullah gives a simple explanation. And Rasulullah says, Labinatun min dhahab wa labinatun min fidda. You know Jannat, the bricks that we see in our homes, look around the masjid. But in Jannat, there'll be one gold brick, one silver brick. Genuine pure gold and pure silver. And the huge palace of Jannah, extremely beautiful. Remember the palaces in Jannah, different sizes, different shapes. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha Rasulullah SAW gave her Bashar from the glad tidings. And he said, O Khadija, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam has conveyed his salam and Allah's salam to you. Subhanallah. And Allah has given you Basharat of a beautiful home in Jannah, which is pearl shaped. It will be made of pearl, hollow inside, extremely huge. That's why I said the pearl that we have and the palm we have is not like that pearl. That is genuine pearl. It's not a small tiny hut. Qasab bin Lu'lu, made of pearls, genuine pearls, precious, huge. Two things has been mentioned. La sakhaba fihi wa la nasab. No noise whatsoever. Just peace, tranquility. And there's no fatigue. Look at the khidmat Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha did. How she served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How she served the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sacrifices she made. She stood as a support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She also was boycotted in the valley for 3 years. She also went. Despite having so much of richness, she was wealthy. She was a wealthy woman. And she could have just saved herself. She could have abandoned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, she stood by him. She had brought iman. And therefore I cannot but help explaining the same riwayat I even mentioned this morning. That once Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she couldn't take it any longer. Every woman has this possessive nature. So she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the time when you talk about Khadija, 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 do no other wife you have in this world besides Khadija. That old woman, no teeth she had even. And she said, Allah's Qasam, I had not even seen Khadija. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was a little baby, a small girl. And Khadija was much older. She said, I did not even see Khadija in my life radiallahu ta'ala anha. But I was so envious over her that Rasulullah SAW always talking about her, my Khadija was like this and she was like that. And then he would even sacrifice an animal and make pieces of that meat and parcels and send to the friends of Khadija who were living still at that time. And Rasulullah would think of, loves Khadija so much. Of course, he loved all his wives. He loved Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha tremendously also. And there's so much of virtues of her also, and of every wife. But Sayyidina Aisha just mentioning how envious she was of Sayyidina Khadija. And she says, one day somebody knocked on the door, and she made salam, the woman made salam. And it resembled the voice of Khadija. It was actually Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's sister. And she came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. And when she made salam, it was exactly like the salam of Hazrat Khadija. And Rasulullah for a moment said, ah. He remembered Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Sayyidina Aisha couldn't take it. All the time, Khadija, Khadija, Khadija. Rasulullah said, listen, O Aisha, when the people rejected me, it was Khadija who brought iman in me. When everybody abandoned me, it was Khadija who stood by me. She bore all my children. She was like this, she was like that. And he explained all her great blessings. So much of sacrifices, therefore there's only comfort for Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. No fatigue. And of course, all our mothers and sisters will be happy that there's no cooking for you in Jannat. Sometimes, I forget this lady is listening. So, because we seeing men in front of us. So if you keep on remembering, this lady is also listening. And alhamdulillah, they listen to every single word. Because they ask questions after that sometime. Mawlana, you said this, you said that. That's why I said the other majlis will be separate majlis, inshallah. So, there's no cooking. There's no cleaning of the house. There's no maid, there's no pareshani. Now what I'm going to do? There's no demands from the husband. Where's my food? Everything is provided. When you go for a holiday, and the husband gives the wife a treat, and says, now no work for you, enjoy yourself. How happy she is. How I wish at home, if I had so many workers for me, and I had 5-course meal or 7-course meal, and sitting nicely and comfortable, and people are serving us, and we don't have to carry one bag, and people are carrying our bags, and so much of izzat and honor. So nice if at home I had like this. So in Jannah, they will get all the sabr you make in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala is not blind to all that. Allah is well aware. It's a little bit of qurbani we have to make, that's all. It's a matter of time. Some people have passed away. We enjoy. Our turn will come also. So we all are going to go towards the akhirat. So the little days we have, let us prepare and do what Allah wants from us. Answer our questions correctly to enjoy all the happiness in Jannat. Then Rasulullah SAW says, the brick of gold and brick of silver, and in between, malatuha al-misk al-athar, in one hadith mentioned. That fragrant musk smell emanating from between, that will be the plaster. And the stones will not be like the stones we see in this world. It will be pearls and emeralds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just mentioned, ma fil jannah shajara illa wasaquha min dhahab. That every single tree in Jannat, the trunk of the tree will be pure gold. The trunk of the tree, pure gold. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that the people in Jannah, they will eat and they will drink, but there will be no question of any need to go and relieve themselves. You won't need to go to the toilet in Jannah. There won't be any toilets. There won't be a need for this. There won't be any mucus coming out of your nose or any phlegm from your mouth. You will be absolutely pure, clean. You won't be covered with any dirt. So Allah Ta'ala has kept the Jannat for us, and Allah Ta'ala will keep us pure in Jannat. As I said, inshallah, as we will proceed, we will give the different descriptions of Jannat as the best of our ability, inshallah. Like this, there's so many other things. One Sahabi comes to Rasulullah SAW, Ya Rasulullah SAW, will there be horses in Jannah? In today's time, we don't ask for horse, we ask for posh. Ya Rasulullah, will there be any horses in Jannah? He said, yes. May Allah enter you into Jannah. First thing, may Allah must enter you into Jannah. And whenever you decide to ride a red sapphire horse, it will fly you around in Jannah and take you wherever you please. So small children, we have to explain to them that how nice, how beautiful Jannah is. So you'll have your own aeroplane, your own jet, your own rocket, and you can fly, and you get so excited that this will be a reality. For all of us. Whatever you desire, it's there. There's no plane crash and train smash or anything. There's no accident. It is just enjoyment and enjoyment and enjoyment. Allah says, Rasulullah says, it will take you wherever you please. As Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah said, the one having the lowest rank in Jannah will possess 80,000 servants. And the hadith is very lengthy. And then he even mentioned there will be crowns on the people of Jannah. The most base type of pearl on it will illuminate between the east and west. Then Rasulullah SAW is mentioning one hadith. In Jannah, you will see a river of water, an ocean of water. There will be a river of honey. There will be a river of milk and a river of wine. Quran also mentions this. The wine of Jannah is not like the liquor and wine of this dunya. The wine of Jannah, absolutely pure. It will not intoxicate any person. Obviously, we think of wine, so nobody wants to go near wine. But the wine of Jannah is pure. And a fragrant smell. A person will not get a headache. He will not feel dizzy. He will not become drunk. He will not become intoxicated. He will not become sick drinking the wine of Jannah. And these rivers will be absolutely pure. The milk will be absolutely pure. The honey, absolutely pure. There is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when the people of Jannah will be busy enjoying some bounties of Jannah, somebody eating, somebody relaxing on his couch, whatever bounty he is enjoying, Suddenly there'll be a noor coming from above. A noor that will come from above. And all the jannatis together will raise their heads. And when they raise their heads, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will see Allah ta'ala before them. And Allah ta'ala will then say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-jannah. This is also the tafsir of Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. When we read Yasin Sharif, at least this ayat we can ponder. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Salam. Allah will make salam to us. Qawlam means it is a statement. From who? Min rabbir rahim. From your Rabb who is most merciful. Imagine when you read this verse, ponder. You'll get a shudder. You will begin to shudder. You'll find your hair will stand on end. Out of happiness and joy. Allah will make salam to us. Allah Ta'ala will see them and they will see Allah. What an experience. May Allah Ta'ala not deprive any one of us. Now they will be looking at Allah and Allah will be looking at them. While they see the countenance of Allah Ta'ala, they will not turn towards any of the other blessings. They won't look at the palaces, the rivers, the huri, nothing. They will look only at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be consumed in the sight of Allah ta'ala. So they will not turn towards any of the other blessings and pleasures till Allah ta'ala conceals himself again. But his nur will still remain. There are many other ahadiths related to this hadith. But this in short, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his nur still in Jannat. And there are riwayats where every day Allah ta'ala will reveal himself and expose himself to the people of Jannah. So there we will see Allah ta'ala with our own eyes. In dunya no person can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in Jannat Allah ta'ala will give the Jannatis that power of sight where the person will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just mentioned one verse and something related to it, and then we'll terminate because it'll be time up for Adhan. As I mentioned, from Thursday, the program will take place after Isha. From now on, Thursday and Monday program will be after Isha, inshallah. There's a verse in the Quran, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Allah Ta'ala talks about, first, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. That the people of Jahannam, that the disbelievers will be driven towards Jahannam. Hatta idha futihat abwabuha. Then the doors of Jahannam will be open and then they'll be pushed into Jahannam. A very similar verse, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. That the people who had taqwa, believers, they won't be driven forcefully, they'll be escorted gently by the angels. Although the same verb is used in Arabic, but Mufassirin have explained this, but very gently. I was reading a riwayat where in Jannat, I'm going to digress, but this is all related, that when a person enters his Jannah, Allah will appoint an angel just to take him around Jannah. Allah will take him, like how you go to a hotel, and you got the person from the reception, somebody sent somebody, and who's working in the hotel, and he shows you the room, and this is the bathroom, and this is the balcony, and you need this, you must press this button here, and you can call for room service, etc., etc. This person will show the people of Jannah, and then he will leave this angel. It is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala will, when the people enter into Jannah, so vast, so vast, so vast. We go to one hotel in Makkah, Zamzam, till now, I don't know how to use the lifts and get on top there, because all those hotels are the same. But in Jannat, the Jannatis, when they enter Jannah, they will know their homes, the little town in Jannah, or the huge, vast town in Jannah, far better than they know their own homes in dunya. As though they were living there for centuries. They will not get lost in Jannah. They will know their whereabouts very easily. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Jannah will be escorted very gently to the doors to Jannat, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And the doors of Jannat will already be opened. There's a difference. The verse is very similar. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. The droves of the disbelievers will be driven to Jahannam, hatta until the doors of Jahannam are opened. For the people of the believers or the muttaqeen, they will be taken to Jannat and the doors will already be opened. Ulama explain this, that a person who is a criminal, is a sinner, now he's taken there. And then he has to wait for them to take the keys and then open the doors. Even waiting, that waiting period outside the prison cell, there's also a torment and pain for him. But the welcome the believers get, like how we have the doors in the airports or in the hotels, we hardly even coming near the door, suddenly the doors open already. The doors already open meaning you are welcomed. That's the istiqbal we have. That is how Allah is receiving the believers. Already the doors are open for you. Ulama say also why the doors will already be open, because the hadith says that the first person to knock on the door of Jannah will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the doors of Jannah will be open, so when his ummatis come, they won't have to wait, and then the doors of Jannah is open, it will already be open for them. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of making amal in this dunya for the akhirat. May Allah ta'ala bless us to the beautiful bounties of Jannah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah we will continue next week. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.